This is a public service announcement.
PC Podcast. Hello and welcome to a very special episode of PCP. This is Pete Kogel, this is PCP 296. Now last night I went to a very special event. It was a launch party for an album called Shatter the Hotel, which was a dub tribute to Joe Strummer. It took place in the Westway up in London, and it was an amazing event. It's all to do with charity. The Stummerville charity benefits from this, and lots of very famous people and very, very interesting acts performing. So you're going to hear some interviews, you're going to hear some music, and let's start, well, where else would we start? London Calling.
In on the Green and the on the Westway in London, and I'm with Trish Whelan, who's the what are you? You're the director?
Charity
director of the Stummerville charity. So Trish, tell me a bit more about what this is all about.
Tonight or the charity in general?
Well, tell me the charity in general.
Well, we're the Joe Strummer New Music Foundation, and we give opportunities to people through music who wouldn't normally have access to them. So we do lots of different kinds of things, really. We help bands go into studios, we give them bursaries, we try and connect them with good people to work with. We have rehearsal rooms at the Roundhouse in Camden where kids can rehearse for £1 an hour. We've got the same rooms, two rooms at the OEM Music Centre in Belfast. We've got a room at our space down at the Yard in London, where kids can rehearse for free. And we're opening a Strummerville in either Bologna or Milan this
year. Wow, so it's not just the UK then, not just London at all.
Yeah, and then also we're going to be opening in the next couple of months rehearsal space in Bridgewater in Joe's hometown.
Right, fantastic.
We do that. We've also got... we're building a studio with Fairtunes in Bogota in Colombia, and we're working with a group in Liverpool called Support After Murder and Manslaughter, and we're helping them to launch an anti-knife crime campaign, supporting kids up there through music to make an anti-knife crime record. And we've got lots of great
things going on.
Yeah.
I knew idea was that it was that big, actually. So how did you get involved in the first place?
I've worked in music for like 20 years.
Right.
And one of my friends said, "Oh my God, this job is like the perfect job for you." And actually, kind of is.
It is.
I feel very blessed. So, yeah, they were looking for somebody new at Strummerville, and my friend Caroline said, "This is your woman," and yeah, it's never looked back since, basically.
So how long have you been in charge then?
About 18 months, almost 18 months now.
And the charity's been going how long?
Since the year after Joe's death, so 2003.
Right.
And so the trustees of the charity are Lucinda, Joe's wife, Lola and Jazz, his daughters, Pockets' friend, Simon Moran, Damien Hirst and Jerry Harrington, who's an agent in LA.
Fantastic.
So yeah, great team, really.
So you've really expanded the whole thing over the last few years by the sound of it as well.
It's just really bigger than any of us, that's for sure. And we're so supported by, you know, people all over the world who put benefits on for us.
Yeah.
And loads of bands who get up and play for us for free and send us the money and trust that what we're doing is really holding a legacy that they would be proud
Absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely.
Joe would be proud
Absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely.
Around all mine. Don't cry. The sun will return to shine.
Blanco just put this whole project together himself, got these tracks from these people all over the world, made the record, you know, and it's like all these kind of people are coming out of the woodwork, basically, yeah. And people just really, it's amazing, people just really want to help and want to be involved and want to, like, just, yeah, it's a great vibe.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I must admit, I've absolutely loved the album. I got an advanced copy from Dovematics, who's playing here tonight, and it was just... You just think, wow, this is just, you know, you knew all the tracks had a dub feel, but just hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see it all in action tonight, basically.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's great, and because, you know, it's not just about indie music, you know, Somerville is across all genres of music, basically, and it's, you know, there's no discrimination in any way, and so, you know, we support bands even if they're not very good. It's not about that for
exactly
us. It's, you
yeah
know, it's just yeah a vibe and, you yeah know, helping to give people a leg up.
Well, if I hadn't been for The Clash, I would never have got into Mikey Dread. If I'd never got into Mikey Dread, I never would have got into dub, so
there's a big
sort of connection there with me and all that sort of stuff. So tell me about these other two albums then, because the Shadow of the Hotel album is what's being premiered tonight, and that's the kickoff tonight. We're going to play some tracks from that, but there's also two other albums which are sort of free download from the site as well.
Yeah.
So is that what you talked about with your...
Yeah, so it was the showcase, basically. Yeah. So we did a summer sessions and a winter sessions. And, put 14 bands on the first one, 11 bands on the second one. And then each of those bands contributed a track to a compilation album. So, I mean, the thing is about all the bands that come through, they all really help each other now. So there's a real community and they take each other out on the road. And if there's a drummer sick, there's always a drummer to stand in and stuff. So, it's just like good, you know, good albums, I guess, good compilations, you know. And obviously what's going to happen is the cream of the crop's always going to rise to the top, isn't it? But it's given everybody a fair chance. And, yeah, we've had like 24,000 downloads of these
fantastic
albums since December.
Since December?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So forklift truck going past there. That's really, really good. That's
really good.
That's excellent stuff. So I presume the nice thing as well is you've got people on a mailing list and they can get involved and you can hear much.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit more about the site. How can people actually get to the site and interact with you?
Well, it's drummerville.com.
Yeah.
And everything's on there, basically. So we kind of try and, you know, like we film our campfire at Glastonbury. So we, you know, have the biggest campfire at the festival, and we last year did campfire sessions of between midnight and three songs an act around the fire, and it was just amazing. So there's all those little clips on there. There's film of the summer sessions, film of the winter sessions. We did the Mick Jones Rock and Roll Public Library. There's a film, so it's quite, yeah, it's like there's a lot to see on there, photos and a lot of information on the projects that we're involved in and where we're at with everything. And yeah, we're really interactive, you know. So people, also our Facebook's really...
I'm going to say Facebook's I saw quite a few friends getting connected with that, so that's that's taken off quite
well. It's been brilliant
as well.
Steve Nelson, who took over our sort of online world at the start of the summer, has really, you know, changed our online world, basically.
Excellent.
Yeah, it just feels like the growth, just energetically, it's growing so fast, and just such, yeah, just good energy, like more people want to be involved, and yeah, it's amazing, really.
So any bands out there that want to get in contact, go to Somerville.com and find out what it's about, and get themselves along and maybe get in one of these, the next summer session, presumably.
Yeah, well, on our website we have a DIY page, which gives bands a good platform, basically, and it's a free download chart. So, they need to send in a track they're happy to have up for free download, a bio, a photo, and a link to their MySpace, and then... Yeah, it's good, you know, and then obviously they, you know, there's a proper live chart, so at least they get to see, you know, what people
that's
really
good
think.
That's very good. That's very good. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I must admit, that's the nice thing I like about the interactiveness now. It's so good a community. Some of the stuff I play on my dub zone is sort of from various collaborative communities, and Dubmatics and stuff, and people like that are all in these communities. And we sort of put some great music up there. It's good stuff.
It's free. It's all great.
Well, it's amazing. It's all free. Yeah. I mean, I do the podcast for free as well. Everything's free, but it's such a good, loving vibe. That's the thing I like about the whole thing. It's good fun. Trish, thanks very much.
Pleasure. Lovely to meet you, Pete.
Cheers. So now is there with Prince Blanco, the guy that's actually put this all together. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you, sir.
You seem a bit stressed, but is it a good night so far?
It's a good night so far. You know, it's early in the night, but you know, a little stress always comes with events like this. So
how on earth did you decide to put this together?
Well, it's interesting. It was originally going to be a vanity project. I'm a massive Clash fan, a fan of Joe's drummer, and a reggae artist, dub artist. And I had the idea of, you know, taking my favourite Clash songs and dubbing them up, doing a bit reggae style, and committing them to CD and putting it out, making loads of money. Well, not too much, because you'd have to pay licensing. And people caught wind of it, and they started to say, I'd love to be involved in something like that. People, friends of mine from the UK, from Canada, from the US. And I thought, well, you know, why don't we just, you know, get you guys to submit songs, you know?
Yeah.
And pretty soon I had a whole load of submissions. And the next step was sort of like, well, you know, I could actually do something with this that was more meaningful, and let's put the money to Strummerville, which is a charity I fully support. And, you know, let's take Joe's songs and put them to something in Joe's name, you know? Not discounting the vital input of the great Mick Jones, of course, in those songs. Yeah.
So you got some quite interesting people here today, haven't you? You've got lots of Don's going to be here doing a bit of singing as well, I presume.
Yeah, we've got Don. Don's not actually singing tonight. Don's DJing tonight.
Okay.
Don doesn't want to sing tonight. Fair enough. We have great DJ Wrong Tom, who's done a mix on the record. Wrong Tom, you might know from remixing Bruce Maneuver, People Are Hardfire. We have from Canada Citizen Sound, who is a producer and remixer from there, who's contributed a track to the album with myself, with yours truly, and Dubmatics, who's probably one of the biggest Canadian reggae producers now.
Yes, one of my favourites, been on my shows before, so that's how I got into this whole thing.
Was through
Jesse. So
excellent,
good connection.
Good friend of mine, we've done a few things together. We've got also on the bill tonight is Chomsky All-Stars, who are actually a sort of blues and dub influenced punk band. So they're the only sort of non-reggae dub band, if you will, but they're sort of going to bring the energy forward at the end of the night.
The end of the night, yeah.
Yeah, and they did a smashing job on the track Know Your Rights. So
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you've done this, it's taken you how long?
Actually, about just over a year.
Right.
Yeah, to come to where we are now. So
are we going to see part two?
Well, there's enough interest actually to probably do a part two. I just need to sort of take a few months and sort of chill out and collect. Yeah, you know, but there's a lot of things that, you know, financial things that have to be, you know, worked out, you know, with charity and make sure everybody gets paid, and including myself to a certain extent, you know, for certain expenses. When you do somebody else's song, there's a lot of licensing things involved.
Yes,
so
yes.
This is an issue, you know. It's you know, looking forward to seeing what comes next.
Excellent.
I would like, you know, because so many artists have come forward, it would be a shame not to take that opportunity. So we'll see how that transpires.
Excellent. Where can we find Chat at the Hotel and all that sort of stuff on the web?
Well, right now, because it's a charity album, a lot of distributors aren't willing to pick it up as an entity, you know, distributed album. So you can currently find it at chatatthehotel.com. You can find it on, you will very soon be able to find it on the Strummerville website and through MAM Store, which is their merchandise store. And obviously on every digital channel, distributor, their iTunes included.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens from there, if we can pick up some sort of distribution over a while. It's a slow burn, you know?
We'll do our best to promote it as much as we can. I think it's a fantastic album. I really do enjoy what you've done.
Appreciate that very, very much.
Thank you very much for putting it together.
Right, it's absolutely my pleasure.
All right, Prince Blanco,
pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
Cheers.
London calling, yes, I was there too. You know what they said, well, some of it was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? The top so man them can see. Climate to change and things rearrange, no one can agree. With a flick of a knife, you could lose your life and no one would see. There's trouble and strife, you can't tell your wife, it's redundancy.
to decide. The culture is Liam and fame is an inbox celebrity. Bling is the thing, but truncheon are swinging this century. Respect and trust have bitten the dust for woman and man. Gotta get wise and open your eyes and do what you can. At the top of the dial, will you give me a smile or draw another breath? When battle comes down all over this town, the zombies are dead.
Howard, Mighty Howard.
Okay, and are you doing what with this project?
I met Dubmatics last year on his summer tour. I appeared one night from the advice of a mutual friend that I come down and sing.
Cool.
Well, I came down to see his music, and our friend is a little pushy, so he said, hey, you should work with this guy. Since then, we've done, this is our second tour.
Yeah.
We've recorded 6 songs together, 7 songs. One has been released with 5 more to come.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
You're enjoying yourself then?
I am. I sing mostly roots reggae style,
right.
Soul style, because as an American, I always wanted to sing reggae, but I didn't want to put on an accent or a voice that wasn't mine.
Right.
Since I'm not from Jamaica, I'm not from Africa, but I don't want to get on stage and sing in my Colorado-born, New York-raised accent. So it took me a while to find my place. I decided to get away from America so that I could have the space to explore singing reggae at all without having to worry about being told I'm an American or having the self-consciousness of being an American and trying to do reggae in America.
So what, you don't think reggae in America is sort of the right place to be?
I think it's very hard to see the purity of the music and the energy amongst the environment.
Right.
I left America after September 11th.
Right.
I decided, why am I going to pay my taxes and stress about working as a musician to support my family when, first of all, I'm not treated like an American citizen?
Right.
Second of all, there's one company that runs 75% of all the radio stations and music venues in America. If I don't do business with them, I don't have a chance. That means there's commercial and there's non-commercial.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought Jimi Hendrix and Jeff Buckley had it right to go to Europe,
okay.
Stay for a decade or two, build up a name, and if it's worth the money and the stress, make a few trips to America to play some music.
Right. Okay. So wait, where do you call home now then?
Home. I have a song. I may speak with an American tongue, but most of me is African. Eyes of an African, West Indian, Jamaican. I roam this world as a human being. I roam this world as a Rasta man. About wanting to sing reggae music as an American was that I felt I would be talking about things, issues that aren't from my home.
Right.
I don't have anything to sing about Colorado. Colorado is a foreign place to me. I have no cowboy hats. I don't wear boots. I don't kick cows.
Right.
I don't drive a big car with a lot of gasoline. So for me, my home is actually the music. I find my culture and my place in my culture by participating in the music.
Okay.
So I live where reggae is. And right now, reggae is spreading like wildfire. I live in Hamburg. My wife is Polish. She is obsessed with reggae music and Jamaicans and Africans.
Yeah.
I just got back from last year. Me and Jesse did a Stroda festival together in Poland.
Oh, Poland, okay.
The largest reggae festival in Eastern Europe. A few thousand people, 3 days. Very, very open and welcoming people for people who have gone through a lot of oppression from many different sides.
Yes.
And they really appreciate the culture that reggae music is an opportunity for someone to express themselves. And usually that expression is a want of space and a want to be accepted for who one is and not have to try and play someone else's model. I think reggae music has really spread all over the world now.
Yeah.
You have big bands in Australia playing reggae. You have Mighty Crown in Japan selling out arenas playing dancehall music.
Fantastic.
Japanese. So Barrington Levy spends most of his time in Japan now.
All right, I didn't know that. I just admit. I did
money.
Not know that.
Yen. Chasing yen. It's the business of music. And so I, as a child of corporate America, I have to find a very delicate balance between culture, economics, and what's true and what's real.
Right.
As a performer, I want to stand on the stage and not have to portray a character for the rest of my life until the very last day. I would much rather give myself and be judged for it, bad or good. Because that I can live with.
Yeah, that's really cool. That is nice. I mean, the thing about I think about, you know, the Rasta is it doesn't necessarily have to be, if you're speaking in a Jamaican patois, there's still, you know, you get Benjamin Zephaniah in the UK, Lynton Mercy Johnson. They're saying things about this country. And I dare say, you know, you're going to be doing that in Hamburg, and you're going to be doing that in Poland, and you're going to be really picking up the local vibe. So that's excellent stuff.
Yeah.
I've got lots of great, electro dub from lots of different parts of Europe now, and I think, Poland is definitely sort of one of the areas that's really growing up. So
it's really embraced the rebellion, and not as a physical rebellion, because they've already seen that.
Yes.
My wife's stepfather was there on the day he was at the factory when they all decided, no,
enough
we're
is
not
enough.
Building any more guns for anybody. You can all leave. And when they hear the music, they hear that frustration and that demand to be accepted.
Yeah.
As an American, I can still sing reggae music, and I don't care what anyone says about
That's
so
excellent.
I think it's great, me and this Canadian boy. I call him the Canadian's mad scientist.
Yeah, that fits. That
me
fits
and
really
Jesse
well.
Are... I mean, that guy's got so much music. We spent 3 days in Berlin with a producer out of Berlin named Al Dub. Spent 3 days in his studio, 8 hours a day. He works like a soldier in the studio. He had me writing lyrics and singing in the booth, no preparation. Yeah? And it's three of the best songs I've ever had anything to do
excellent,
with.
Excellent, excellent.
The Berlin Sessions.
So where can we find that on the web?
That will be found at Irie Eitz Music,
okay. .com?
.de.
Deutschland,
okay. Yeah.
Deutschland, okay.
I'm trying to work them into letting me put it on my next album. But these things with business, they are very... With negotiations, people must go very delicately.
Yes, yes.
I've learned German. Man muss sehr vorsichtig sein. That means a person must be very careful in negotiation. So I hope to release all the music that I've been doing with Jesse. My eyes have been opened up to dub after I didn't know anything about dub music in America.
Really? Really? Oh, that's
well,
interesting.
Who's going to represent it in America?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah.
Here you got Rodigan. He's standing strong after however many years. You've got the luxury and the joy and the privilege of the BBC. Me and Jesse were just talking. I don't think there is a reggae radio show on German radio. at all.
That's terrible.
Because it's so regional.
Yeah.
There is no national. National is now a bad word in Germany.
Yeah.
There is no national. You have a guy in Berlin, Bobby Condors. I think he has a reggae show. But there's no like London here.
Well, hey, you go. There you go, man. There's your chance. Get yourself the radio show.
London
and
special.
Get out.
Makes London special. My first time here. It's a real blessing.
Nice to see you here, man. Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All the best. Once again, and I've got Dubmatics. Citizen Sam with me. How are you
Greetings,
doing, guys?
Pete.
How are you doing? How are you doing? We've talked so many times on email and Facebook and all this little stuff. It's nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, pleasure to meet you as well. You know, it's last night we did a show in Bournemouth.
Yeah.
With DJ Dapper Dan, who again is another internet connection. So
okay.
It's now twice.
Excellent.
In 24 hours, so it's great.
Good stuff. So how do you get involved in this project?
Through Prince Blanco. He's a friend of ours in Toronto. We're all up there. We've been doing the Dub Collective, which is a group of about 9 DJs that go out and play different styles of music in clubs. All headed up by Aaron from Citizen Sound and his buddy Sosoli. And he came up with the idea and basically said to every one of us, pick a track that you like that was written by Joe Strummer and contribute it.
Did you pick first?
I did, actually.
How did that tell?
No, I kind of cherry-picked that one, right?
Yeah. So you got London Calling, and yes. You got Don Less to sing on it as well.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I love the track, man. I absolutely love the
bass.
And especially I love the way that, you know, it goes off at the end and the 12-inch mix into a completely new vibe.
Yeah.
I just love it. Just
you know
brilliant.
What? London Calling, I grew up with that. I bought those records at the time and loved it. And it just kind of happened that Don was playing some stuff of mine, like a month previous, and he was in contact with Prince Blanco, and then I was in contact with him, got the song done, then one night I'm laying in bed going, it'd be great if Don would be on this.
Yeah.
Approached him, he said, absolutely, I'll do it, and he ended up recording with Dan Donovan from Big Audio Dynamite, and because he was doing that, I said, Dan, would you like to contribute? He said yes, so he's on the track as well, so, you know, couldn't be happier.
Absolutely amazing. Amazing stuff. So, how did you get involved, Sam?
Same idea. Prince Blanco, again, working with him a lot. He brought the project up to me and said we'd be interested in contributing. And for myself, how I knew Clash was Sandinista, that album.
Yes.
Right? And beyond that, I knew a little bit of their music, but not as much. But I really knew that album. So I was like, well, you know what? I'd love to do one more time. I know it's already been dubbed out. Mikey Dread wrote it.
If you could, you could.
But I said, let me try it in a kind of a different perspective, you know, bring it to the 20th century.
You know, I would say, if I was to pick two tracks that actually I love the most, it's those two. So, well, I'm obviously in tune with your...
Must
calculate poverty. Watch when Wattstown burns again. The bus goes to Montgomery. One more ghetto.
Toronto. A yes. big dub scene by the sound of it?
There, you know what? There's an amazing scene there. You know, I think it's the same thing that you'll see anywhere. There's lack of infrastructure. There's a lot of artists and bands, and what we've seen, like, he's tapped in because not only does he do record production, he's an on-air DJ and a club DJ, so he's really got a great handle of the scene. And I think you might agree that over the last maybe 6-7 years, we've seen a whole new generation coming up of reggae artists, yeah. dub artists, everything. Probably elaborate more.
Yeah, I think it's a scene that is growing.
Yeah.
But I think it lacks a bit of support. So it's tough sometimes to try to get everyone together because you got people kind of with their little pockets and they're competing for the same audience. And that's how the Dub Collective formed in a sense, was let's just all come together and let's get those same people all down to one venue and have a really good time, right? So it's growing. Dub's good. It's strong.
Dub is good. Dub's great.
Dub is good. Very good, yeah. So you've been touring for quite a bit now, haven't you?
3 years now.
Yeah.
3 years.
And you've been just about everywhere by the sound of it.
No, you know what? It's growing every time. This is the first time in the UK, which I'm really excited about.
Cool.
I spent the bulk of the time in France and Germany and satellite, like, pretty much from Czech to UK now.
Right.
And within Canada a little bit, too.
I must admit, the French electro dub scene and the sort of German dub scene has been really sort of where I've been harvesting some fantastic tracks for the last few years. So it's nice to see the Brits come up with something as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I found that, you know, the UK has always been a staple in music production, coming out with, like, here's the latest breaking stuff. And it kind of filters across. And so, like, 3 years ago when I was first in France, dubstep was just kind of emerging.
Yep.
And of course, steppers has been huge here, it's there, but they always put their twist on it. So every country takes that, keeps it the basic foundation structure, but adds their own style to it. And there's cultures all over there, you know, and that's one thing in Canada. There's the culture over there, but there's no unifying segment, you know, as far as touring, clubs, everything. Whereas I find in Europe, I think the big reason is all the sound systems.
Yes.
You know, they're doing it weekly or monthly, so that really brings everybody together and gets the sounds out there.
Cool. Excellent stuff.
Love the sound systems.
Right. So, tell me more about what do you got planned next? What's your next future project?
No, we don't have enough tape for this.
Okay.
Digital,
no, we do. We have a lot of tape. We have a lot of tape. Come on, tell me.
Well, you know, just came out through Irie Eitz is the third installment of the Rough Out Rhythm, featuring Mighty Howard on 7-inch vinyl.
Right.
Then we have just came out. No, it's coming out on 12-inch. It's called the Berlin Sessions. Now, last time I was on tour in November, Mighty Howard, myself, we went to Aldub, who's a German dub producer, Berlin. Spent 3 days and recorded 3 songs. And basically, that's coming out on wax. Then I have one with Neil Perch from Zion Train that'll be out on February 22nd, which is the Abbasi All-Stars meets Dubmatics. And then another vinyl in June, another one in probably July.
You're unstoppable.
You know what it is? Coming over here, I just keep meeting all these amazing people. And I'm really into working with everybody I can, as much as possible. So they say, you want to collaborate? I'm like, absolutely. So because of the last touring, it's like, yeah, I'll do it. I mean, I got back from the November tour after a month, and I spent 7 weeks doing about probably 11 remixes and about 3 other projects, and I had to come here.
Okay. And of course, your main album, Renegade Rockers, has done really well, isn't it?
Yes, actually. Well, that's really opened up a lot of doors.
Right.
And the names on it really helped. And I think that what it was is, A, of course, I love those guys and people love those guys.
Yep.
But it kind of opened the door, said, to introduce me to those audiences. For people who know Sugar Minot or whomever.
Yeah.
Said, oh, what's this about? I want to hear it. And that kind of really opened a lot up for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so tell us, where can we find you on the net?
Dubmatics.com.
That easy.
And you, sir, where can we find you?
CitizenSound.ca.
.ca.
Canadian.
You got the Canadian bit in there.
Yeah, sorry.
I know that. That's good. I like
right
that.
Next to the maple syrup and bacon.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete.
Appreciate it.
This is a public service announcement.
In a Dubway style. No, you're right. Canon 1, 2, 3. Number one, you have the right not to be killed. Murder is a crime unless it is done by a policeman or an aristocrat. Number two, you have the right to food, money, provided of course you don't mind a little investigation, humiliation if you crush your fingers, rehabilitation. No, you're right. These are your.
Fantastic night it was down at the Inn on the Green, the Westway, Ladbroke Grove in London last night. Excellent stuff. Right, so what did you hear? And let me give me a few links and connections. First of all, we started off with London Calling, the roots rock version by Dubmatics. Find Dubmatics at dubmatics.com, as he said. That track featured Don Letts, who was there at the night, actually. He was taking quite a bit of video, making sure everybody was in the story. I dare say that'll end up in a documentary or probably something on the web. Very, very good indeed. As I said, that's from the album Shatter the Hotel. Find that at shatterthehotel.com. That was followed by an interview with Trish Whelan from Stromerville. You can find her at stromerville.com and all of what they do. Then we had Fashion by Ginga. Ginga is one of the bands on the Stromerville Winter Sessions Showcase. You can find that at stromerville.com, and you can find Ginga at myspace.com/GingaHome. Then we had Bank Robber by John Brown's Body. Apparently, the band actually sort of pulled in on the middle of a tour to a recording studio to record that piece. So very well done indeed. John Brown's Body, of course, at johnbrownsbody.com from Massachusetts in the US, and that's on Shatter the Hotel. Then we heard Prince Blanco himself, myspace.com/PrinceBlanco. And then followed by a reprise, this time the 12-inch version, 12-inch mix of London Calling by Dubmatics, featuring Don Letts and also Dan Donovan, equally from Dread Zone and Big Audio Dynamite. So fantastic stuff from them. That's on Shout at the Hotel. Then we had Mighty Howard. I haven't actually got any music from Mighty Howard. He was playing live on the evening. He was playing live. He was singing a lot of his songs. Well, he's going to be in concert soon, and I'm fairly sure that some good stuff is going to be coming from him. One little a cappella bit there from him. Very good indeed. Find him at irie8s.de. If you have a little look around, you can find the Irie8s music section of the web, and there's the Berlin sessions. I should be downloading some of that and playing that soon, hopefully. Born Bad 2, another band, featuring, Born Bad 2 is the name of the track, featuring Rose Smith. The band's called My Second Head. You can find them at myspace.com/My Second Head, based in London. And that's on the Stormerville Winter Sessions showcase as well. Then we heard from our old friend Dubmatics and my new friend Citizen Sound. Very good stuff. Nice to hear the pair of them. Obviously, the Canadian sound and the Canadians are invading, folks. Be careful. Very good. Then we had Citizen Sound's track for the Shout at the Hotel album, One More Time, featuring Prince Blanco on vocals. Absolutely marvellous. And then we ended up with Know Your Rights by the Chomsky All-Stars. You can find them at myspace.com/Chomsky All-Stars. From Glasgow in Scotland. What a great evening. What a great evening. Thoroughly enjoyed myself. Big thanks to everybody who made me feel so welcome. Big thanks to everyone for putting the whole thing on. It's bloody marvellous. Now, it's your job, dear listener. It's your job to get out there and go and buy this album. Not only are you buying a fantastic album that you would love for the rest of your living days, but also you'll be doing some marvellous good for a charity that deserves every penny it gets. So get yourself down to strummerville.com or get yourself down to shatterthehotel.com. Or hopefully, if it's available, soon as Prince Blanco said, available on places like iTunes and all that sort of stuff, you can just download it for yourself as and when you're ready. Great album, great night. All I can say is London was calling. I was there too. You heard what they said, and all of it was true. See you soon, folks.
One more time in the ghetto. One more time if you please. One more time to the dying man. One more time.